I promise you, even with one arm, it didn't keep her down. Praise God. So, what a mighty God that we serve. He is the best friend that I've ever had. My wife is my companion and my close, amen, the closest thing to me, my heart, other than Jesus. Praise God. I'm glad tonight I know Him. Well,
thank you,
I don't know what happened here, but praise the Lord. Have your Bible. Turn with me to Jeremiah 33, verse number 1. We've been teaching on prayer, preaching on prayer, or teaching wherever God wants it to go. It's how we go tonight. Praying that folks will get a prayer life like they have never got before.
Amen.
And I promise you that it's going to change some people's lives and change their children and bring them back to God. That's what I'm crying out to God for. I have a son that I need God to save. I have a daughter and a son-in-law that I need God to save. Grandchildren and great-grandchildren that I need God to save. Amen. I just got the feeling like, am I doing enough to get them saved? Am I praying enough? And I need to pray more than I ever have in my life. I know I'm not by myself, but I'm not talking about you right now. I'm talking about me. I've got to pray more than I ever have. The scripture said, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. In verse number 3, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Can we pray together? Father, we come to you tonight. Thank you for your word. Your word is so anointed. Let's pray. God, speak to our hearts and our minds. Lord, speak to this preacher and speak only the things, God, that you would have to say. I give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk a little while tonight upon prayer is the force of everything. Before anything, Jesus, before he taught his disciples to pray, Jesus went out and began to pray and make an example in front of them that they would pray like he did.
Yes.
Amen. God, I tell you, we're living in a prayerless time right now. People are not praying like they should. I'm telling you that when I think about those mothers that had to watch their babies be beheaded and then the mothers kill themselves, it probably wasn't hard on the mothers to die. Are you hearing me? It probably wasn't hard on those mothers to die after they saw them cut their babies' heads off. But we're living in a cruel and sick world, church. It's sick. And prayer is the only thing.
Yes.
I believe it said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, then will he forgive their sin and heal their land. And that's what we need tonight. We need a church crying out, Abba, Father, crying out to God with everything that we got in us. He said in verse 3, call unto me, and I will answer thee. Has anybody called out to God and he answered you when you called? And I'll show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. God said, I'm going to show you things that you can't even comprehend in your mind, in your heart. But I'm going to show you some things. And I'm telling you, God is beginning to show the church just how close he really is to the coming after the bride. We live, but I want to say this, the nuclear age with forces and release has released them that threaten the alienation of all total humanity. Amen, is what they're crying out today. Such monstrosities boggles the thoughts and staggers the imagination of man. In all the activity of such impending chaos, we do well to remember that prayer transcends all other forces, whatever they be. Amen. Prayer does not release some little force of man or move of nature. Prayer releases the immeasurable authority and power of Almighty God.
Amen.
Amen. Prayer will bring, amen, your problems to a halt. Y'all hear me?
Amen.
Amen. Prayer will turn your life around.
Yes.
Some of you have been going struggling through some things. Prayer is the only thing that's going to get you out of it. I don't want to get back into my time when we were going through so much, but we went through some bad times, losing everything that we had. But can I tell you, it was when we chose, amen, to cry out to God and praise God and worship Him in the middle of it all, that God turned our situation around. I'm telling you, God can turn your situation around tonight if you'll let God. Amen. Let God show you some great and mighty things. Are you hearing me?
That's right.
Amen. He said, I will show thee mighty, great and mighty things. And he went on to say, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Amen. What's God thinking toward me? I don't know, but I want to know. I do know this. I'm praying that it is good that God is thinking toward me. But God is thinking things toward us. And can I tell you that you and I were in the mind of God before the foundation of this world? Amen. It is the voice of God. Has anybody ever heard the voice of God? Come on, I've heard the voice of God. I've heard it. I've heard it through my mind, and I've heard it, amen, audibly. I've heard the voice of God. Amen. When God spoke to me and called me to preach, I told God I wasn't going to, and God spoke to me and said, you will or else. Well, I didn't ask him what the else was.
Amen.
Amen. But I want to hear the voice of God.
Amen.
You cannot hear the voice of God today if you don't pray.
Right.
That is right.
Amen.
You cannot hear the voice of God if you don't pray.
That's right.
Amen. You'll hear a voice, all right, but it won't be God.
That's right.
Right.
Hallelujah. It is the omnipotent, sovereign creator and sustainer of all his creation.
Yeah.
Who he, the great I am, that gives us his word. Amen. God gives us his word through the ministry to speak to us. And amen. Not every preacher that gets up, amen, is preaching the Word of God.
That's right.
Hello. Not every preacher that says that I've been called is calling. Amen. But I know today I've been called. Amen. I haven't just been called, but I've been chosen. And thank God that He chose me. Because I wasn't headed the way that I would choose Him.
Right.
I was headed in the opposite direction.
Right.
I was like Jonah out there, amen, running from God. And all of a sudden, amen, all chaos began to break loose. And God began to sink the ship that Jonah was on. And they were throwing everything they could over the sides. And they said, we don't know what's going on, but somebody has sinned against God. And I don't know who it is. Here's Jonah, he's over there like a mouse in the corner. And finally he had to step up and say, boys, it's me. I'm the one. And they threw him over the side. Amen. And the Bible said a great fish swallowed him up.
Right.
Well, Jesus told us what that great fish was. Amen. In the New Testament, He said, a whale. Amen. You know, they say a whale can't swallow a man. But I tell you what, a tadpole can swallow a man if God wants it to.
Amen.
But down in the belly of that fish, Jonah began to cry out. And I don't know how that he looked toward Jerusalem and cried out, but he cried out toward Jerusalem. The Bible, he said, from the belly of hell cried I. And God heard his prayer down in the middle of the ocean, at the bottom of the ocean. Amen. A fish that thought that he had his dinner just was fixing to have it gurgitated and thrown up on the ground. And Jonah, he left into that city. He took off running. I don't know if his feet, I don't know if his body ever hit the ground. I think his feet hit the ground, and he was running as fast as he could. God can bring us to a place, amen, that we will run as fast as we can to do what God has called us to do. Amen?
Amen.
So I see Jonah when he gets there, and he tells the king of Nineveh that in 40 days Nineveh is going to be overthrown. He thought, boy, they're just going to crumble up. But the king put everybody on a fast. And everybody started fasting. He said, don't even let the animals eat. Don't let them in the stalls eat nothing. And they all fasted and prayed. And God turned what he was going to destroy. Amen. Nineveh. He turned it around because somebody began to pray. Somebody began to cry out to God. I'm telling you, we need to cry out for this church. This church needs, amen, some brand new babies. We need somebody filled with the Holy Ghost in here. Soon. We need somebody to come in sick and leave this building healed because of prayer. My God, the Bible said that when Peter walked by, amen, that people would put him in the streets and everything else, just so that his shadow touched them. And when his shadow touched them, they were healed. That tells me that Peter must have been praying. At one time he was cussing. Hello? One time he was cussing. Next time he's crying. Next thing God said, go get Peter and you bring him too. Amen. Why? Because God had already told him what he wanted him to do.
That's right.
Somebody said today, they said, your pastor, somebody was giving praise to their pastor, and somebody said, well, your pastor sins every day just like anybody else. I said, well, I won't say that I don't ever sin. But I don't sin every day.
Right.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
I don't sin every day. Amen. He is our great I Am. Who says, in effect, if you pray, He will work. He with whom nothing is impossible. All things are possible to them that believe.
Yes.
And there's nothing that God cannot do this evening, children. Amen. You're worrying about what's fixing to happen. Amen. Over yonder. You better be worrying about what's fixing to happen right here.
Amen.
Amen. The main important thing is to get everything in order. Amen. Get everything in order with you and God so that when Jesus does come, He doesn't leave you.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Amen.
He of whom is nothing impossible. He spoke the worlds without number come to life. He pledged His most holy and immutable word that if we seek Him with all our heart, He will work, church.
Yes,
He will bring to pass great and mighty things, things that would never have been entertained in the mind and thoughts of the people. God will make you a blessing for Him. God will turn things around. You'll no longer want to think the things that you used to think, and you'll never want to do the things you used to do anymore. When I came to God, I made a change. I wasn't the same man, Brother Brent. Amen. When God saved me, I changed my life. I changed my life to fit the order that He wanted me to walk. And God could never call me to preach. God could never call me to teach. God could never call me to even do anything as long until I gave Him all of Eddie Watson. I had to give Him my all. And you've got to do the same. Hallelujah. You got to die out. You see, understanding that the great and mighty things which the Lord of heaven promised to bring to pass are those which have to do with well-being of His children. How many? He didn't come to destroy, but He came to fulfill.
Amen.
He didn't come to kill, but He came to deliver and set free.
Amen.
The Lord is bent on the redemption of mankind. To accomplish this, He threw in the very best that He had.
Yes.
He spared not His own Son.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
He spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. He gave what was dearest of all His creation. He gave His best for the supreme purpose of redemption for the children of men. Amen. God gave it all.
Amen.
I said He gave it all.
Amen.
Amen. God wants us to give everything we've got tonight. I see the world and the church world, per se, in bad shape tonight. Amen. But He gave His best for the supreme purpose of redemption. Amen. That is why He gave Himself in the person of His only Son,
yes,
the beloved of the Father.
Amen.
To die in infinite shame and pain upon a wretched cross. He didn't have to do it, but He done it because He loved you enough. Amen. And He's taught, amen, from the Old Testament all the way up. Amen. When Lot wanted the best, he wanted the well-planned, watered plains. Amen. And Abraham said, whatever you want, I'll take what's left.
Right.
Amen. And Abraham, amen, what did he do? He went to the mountain. What did he do? The first thing he done was he built him an altar.
Right.
Amen. And began to pray.
Yeah.
Amen. You ought to have an altar in your house. You don't have to have a physical altar like that, but there ought to be a place that you love to go and just spend time with just,
amen,
not everybody around you, but just spend time with you and God and talk to God. Amen. How do you talk to God? I talk to Him just like I do you.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? I talk to Him just like I do you.
Amen.
Amen. I don't go before God and try to make God think that I'm something or somebody. I looked in here, and when I talked to God, I said, God, it's this old wretched Eddie Watson coming to you. I'm nothing and I'm nobody. But I know that, God, you have changed my life and made me into something that I'm going to praise you the rest of my life. I'm going to pray and I'm going to seek the face of God until he opens the windows of heaven and he comes after the church. And when he comes after the church, amen, we're going to be gone. Amen. And somebody said, well, I'll get saved. Let me tell you something, honey. When he comes for the church, amen, the Spirit of God is gone too.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. Ain't nobody going to get saved after we leave here. Ain't no Jews going to get saved after we leave here. I'm sorry. That's it. Ain't nobody going to get saved. I don't care how much you cry. You ain't going to get saved after we leave here. We're going to leave here, church.
Amen.
I said, we're going to leave here.
Amen.
That sin, the alluring monster to mankind, that's what sin is. Sin that doomed so many so much that hell had to enlarge herself.
Right.
Are you hearing me? Hell had to enlarge herself. Because of sin. And I'm telling you, amen, heaven has never had to enlarge itself. Heaven's never going to have to enlarge itself. Heaven is big enough to put the world in it, and per se.
Amen.
That's how big heaven is. You know why God built it like that? God built it big enough because he was expecting you to get there.
Right.
And he's expecting me to get there. And he's expecting y'all to get there.
Amen.
Amen. Sin that holds so many captive by the hard taskmaster of pride and lust. Sin that holds in delusions, spitefulness, and bitterness. God, over the years, I've heard of preachers that left this life to go, amen, to the other world. And they left here and they left word. Amen. When they left here, they left word. If Brother so-and-so shows up, amen, at my funeral, you don't let him come in. Bitterness gets in the heart. Somebody's son got killed in a car wreck, and the preacher said, I'm not even sending flowers because it's the judgment of God. I don't want to leave here like that. I don't want to leave here with that kind of spirit. Listen, I've been mistreated in the past few years. Amen. I have had lies told on me. But I will not let bitterness get in my heart against them. I did. Bitterness was slipping in like a cancer was eating and it was coming. Evans, and finally, I was praying and I said, God, there's something wrong here. I'm crying out to you and I'm praying and my prayer is bouncing off the ceiling. What is the problem? And I realized the problem. See, when you realize the problem, you don't take care of it next week or next 2 weeks down the road. You take care of it right then. So I went to God and I said, God, I'm sorry. And I asked you, if you can bless them, God bless them.
Amen.
And what I did, it was a ton left off of my shoulders. And I don't mind telling you, amen, I won't let it get back on my shoulders again. But bitterness will. It'll creep in. It's like a cancer and it'll eat at you. You hear me? It'll eat at you, children. Hallelujah. Bitterness and spitefulness. Sin that declares, I don't want God to be God. I want to be God. Are you hearing me? Sin that has destroyed churches. Oh, yeah. I know of pastors, and I've sat under them. I've sat under pastors that when I was on my way home from a meeting, that God spoke to me and told me what my pastor was doing, and I shook it off and shook it off and went on and went a little bit further. Holy Ghost spoke to me again, and I told my wife, and she said, "Oh no, that's not true. That can't be true." But the very next day, amen, it came out. Amen. Went to church that morning. Amen. People shouted the house down, running 200 and something, from 13 to 200 and something. Amen. But thank God that that person, amen, finally made it back to God. And I'm telling you, when you walk away from God, amen, preachers most especially, preachers, when we walk away from God and we do things that we know, amen, that is against God, it's a slim chance if God accepts us back. It's a slim chance of God accepting you back. Well, that went over like a wet balloon. But can I tell you, sin has destroyed churches.
Right.
Sin has destroyed families.
Right.
Sin has destroyed long-term friendships. Sin has destroyed it. Sin has destroyed workplaces. Yep. And sin has destroyed our nations right now.
Right.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Sin itself must be destroyed. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Before its prisoners can be freed, it's got to be destroyed. The cross was not only the gallows where sin, where Jesus died, but also the gallows where sin would die. God cannot be positive without being negative. The cross was our positive fact for God. The cross was the negative fact for sin. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. It'll cost you more than you want to pay. And it'll keep you longer than you want to stay. Sin will do it. Thank God that God loved me enough that He forgave me of my sins.
Amen.
Sin has been destroyed and only lives in the lives of those who give sin life. There's people out there, they're giving sin life. Because
right.
It can't live unless you give it life. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Notwithstanding, God will work great and mighty things in answering to the prayers of His children.
Yes.
Where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. When I pray, I say, God, I thank You for Your grace and Your mercy and Your kindness to me, Lord. If you would have it, many will not, but God has limited Himself in the working of the great and mighty things He desires to do to the prayers of His people.
Right.
Jesus went back to His own city. When He got back to His own city, Brother Marsh, He could not do many works there because of the people's unbelief. Matter of fact, He could not heal a blind man in the city because of their unbelief. He took the blind man outside the city and He prayed for him and God healed him. Now, I don't know, maybe I don't understand that scripture just exactly, But I don't know of nothing that God can't do.
Right.
I don't know of nothing that God can't do. And I don't understand why God had to take him outside the city. But God did. God took him outside the city and he healed him. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
I don't know of anything that God can't do.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, there's things that he maybe chooses not to do.
Amen.
Let me say that.
Amen.
He couldn't work in Nazareth because of unbelief of the people. I don't want people to ever come into this church and need something from God. And because of unbelief in this church, they can't get what they need. Are you hearing me tonight? I've been in churches before. One pastor, he asked a question. He said, "Can you tell me what's wrong with my church?" And the brother told him, he said, "I don't know, but I go to God and I pray and I've talked to God about it." And so he did, and when he went to God, came back, the pastor said to him, "Did God tell you what's wrong with my church?" And he said, "Yes, sir." But he didn't want to tell him. And he said, "Well, tell him what God says wrong." He said, "God said that you have a sufficient run church." So the pastor gets up that night, and he said, "You see that new Lincoln Town car I drive out there? God didn't give me that. I paid for that myself." He said, "You see this beautiful church we in? God didn't give us this. We built it." Yes, he was in a self-sufficient church. I don't care. How big it gets, I don't want it to ever be, "I done anything." It's
right.
God, amen, it's God that spoke it. It's God that brought us through, and it's God that's going to keep us going.
Amen.
Praise God. Jesus, unbelief bound the hands of Jesus in Nazareth. Prayerlessness binds his hands today. I taught on the sin of prayerlessness. Sin of bind prayerlessness. No prayer in the church will bind the hands of God. Unbelief and prayerlessness spring from the same root. The working of God's mighty power is based upon the working of our prayers to him. If there is no moving of God in the church, spirit and working of miracles is proof and evidence that there is no prayer.
Right.
Amen. Going on.
Amen.
So what am I doing? I sure ain't putting it on God tonight. I'm not putting on anything on God. If it's not happening in the church, it's our fault.
Amen.
Oh, help me. I said it's our fault. Not mine. Not just yours, but it's our fault.
Right.
Because we are the body of Christ.
Amen.
That God has put in Dundee, Florida. And it's up to us. Come in here with praise and thanksgiving in your heart. Amen. Brother Evans didn't feel like coming to church tonight, but he got ready and came because he said he feels just the same way at home at church as he could at home. So he got ready to come to church. I'll guarantee you one thing, he feels better in church than he did at home.
Amen.
You'll feel better in church than you do at home. Praise God. I'm trying. I'm circling the airport. I'm fixing to make a landing. Praise God. If we pray. God will start working toward that end.
Right.
Are you hearing me?
Right. Yeah. Amen.
If we will pray for our lost families, God will start working toward that end. This house we call the church is not built upon talent, riches, or desires, but a house that prayer built.
Right.
Except the Lord build the house, they that labor in vain that build it. If we pray, He builds.
Amen.
Oh, y'all catching. I said, if we pray, He builds.
Right.
If we pray, He builds. If we pray, He builds. If we'll pray, God will build. It may not be who you ask to come to church, but God will send somebody off of the street because that you ask somebody and you've been working toward getting somebody here. If we pray, God will build. Hallelujah. No prayer, all is vain. My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer.
Amen.
Let's move the mic up. My house shall be called of all nations if it's better. My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer.
Amen.
We're not making anything else, children.
Right. Nothing else.
Or He will call it a den of thieves.
Right.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
He'll call it a den of thieves. I'm trying to close. I am, but I just want to say this about. There was a man in the Old Testament, 2 Kings, the 20th chapter. I won't read these scriptures, but 21 through 7 talks about a man by the name, amen, Hezekiah. He told Hezekiah, he sent the angel of the Lord down. And he told Hezekiah, he said, set your house in order. Because you're fixing to die. If God sent the prophet of God to my house or your house today, and he said, set your house in order, or you're going to die. Most people would blow it off like it wouldn't. But if you knew it was a true prophet, and he came and he said, set it in order, you're going to die. Hezekiah, he went over and he turned his face to the wall. And cried out and he prayed. He prayed and he reminded God of how that he worked for God. He reminded God of all that He had done for him. And before the same prophet got outside the gates, he sent him back and said, go tell him that I'm going to add 15 more years to his life.
That's right.
Not am I going to only add 15 years to his life, but I'm going to spare the city too, along with it. That's great, wasn't it?
Yep.
Not for Hezekiah. Wasn't good for Hezekiah. Because if Hezekiah would have died then, he'd have went on with the Lord.
Yes. That's right.
But Hezekiah raised some boys that wasn't nothing but heathens.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you something. God comes to my man and says, I'm ready to come and take you home.
Yes,
hey, Sister Watson, goodbye. I'm headed that way. Praise God. If I'm going to be with Him, amen, I don't want nothing to hinder me. I don't want to live another 15 years and then lose out.
Right.
James said it like this: is any among you afflicted? Let him pray.
Right.
Sometimes you've got to pray for yourself.
That's right.
Hello?
Amen.
Sometimes you've got to pray for yourself. If you're afflicted, go to heaven. When you're there at home and you're afflicted, you pray.
Right.
I pray.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Went on to say, let him pray. Is any married? Let him sing songs. Songs. Amen. Can I tell you? I've sang songs when I'm sick. Have you? Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint, let them pray over him, and anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick.
That's right.
And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another. That is good, but not always good to some.
Right.
And some folks I won't confess my fault to.
Right.
Because guess what? All I've done need know it by tomorrow. He blow the phone up tonight. But confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And how many knows it didn't rain for 3.5 years? Everybody suffered because he said it. I don't know if he was upset when he said it or not. I don't know what it was. But he said, it ain't going to rain for 3.5 years.
Right.
And God shut up the heavens.
Yeah.
But then when he got ready, he got enough of it, wanted it to rain.
Yeah.
He said this. Sent a prophet, sent a servant out to. When you prayed, you prayed. Sometimes God won't answer when you first pray.
That's true.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
I said, sometimes God don't answer when you first pray. When he first prayed, he said, go out there and tell me what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Come back, so I don't see nothing. Guess what he done? He prayed again.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent him out there again. What do you see? I don't see nothing. Sent him out there a third time. What do you see? I don't see nothing. Now he's getting frustrated. And he sent him out there a fourth time. What do you see? He said, I don't see anything. Why do you keep sending me out there? Pray again. Send him another time. Fifth time he went out there. Come back. He didn't see nothing. Sixth time he prayed, sent him out there. He didn't see nothing. But the seventh time, he must have really prayed. But he cried out to God, and he prayed. And when he got out there by the heavens, he said, I don't know if it means anything, but I see a small cloud about the size of a man's hand. He said, you go tell the king it's fixing to rain. And it rained, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained. Amen. Sometimes God don't answer when you first pray, but keep praying.
Amen.
I pray for my son every day of the week, sometimes several times during the day.
Right.
I talk to God about him. My daughter, I cry out to God for her. My grandchildren, I cry out to God for them. And because God hadn't saved them yet, I'm going to quit.
No.
I'm not about to quit.
Amen.
I'm going to pray until I see them come through the doors.
Amen.
If we can pray that fervent prayer of a righteous man,
amen.
The Bible said it availeth much. Can we stand? I appreciate y'all coming tonight. All of you that's here, thank you for being here. Amen. We're going to continue with prayer for the next several weeks. We're going to be praying on prayer. Amen. Brother Hooten, you want to teach next Wednesday on prayer? All right. Brother Hooten's going to be teaching next Wednesday on prayer. Amen. We're going to use our ministry.
Yes.
Amen. Let's, if we can get somebody to get a hold of prayer, God, I'm telling you, it will change our church.
Yes.
It will change our church.
Amen.
Amen. All minds clear. Anybody got anything need to say before we pray and dismiss? Amen. Let's go to God together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, God, for your word. God, I thank you for, God, the service that you have touched your people tonight, Lord. God, I'm praying that you will let them go home.
Matchless of Jesus Christ.